In 2008, an absolutely spectacular book was written, an extraordinary book in English, written in English on the Divine Liturgy by Father Emmanuel Hatzidakis. And this book is called The Heavenly Banquet: Understanding the Divine Liturgy. It's a huge book, really huge book. It's published by Orthodox Witness in the year 2008, The Heavenly Banquet: Understanding the Divine Liturgy. And Father Emmanuel, really, this is a life work. It's a spectacular book in not only what he himself comments, but all the glossary that's there, the bibliography that's there, all the quotations of the church fathers and modern writers that are there. It's just totally awesome. I mean, the bibliography itself, yeah, in this book has 305 entries. And the book, which is a very large size book, the format is very large. It is well over 400 pages long. I think it's about 400 and let me just look. I've got it in my hands right here, how long it is. It's 400 and exactly 420 pages long. It's a big book, and it's just chuck full of information. It's just chuck full of prayers, of commentary, of theological notations, of translation notations, of all kinds of things that you can't. I mean, it's impossible even to say how much material is in this marvelous book. And I think anyone who is really interested in the Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, that's basically what he's commenting here. Although I do think he also refers to St. Basil liturgy, where there's a little bit differences. And of course, St. Basil is longer, and there's the text is different in the actual anaphora. But as we'll see in my reflections, I'll show the differences between St. John Chrysostom and St. Basil. And they only exist in the liturgy of the faithful, in the actual Eucharistic prayers of the second part of the Divine Liturgy. The first part of the liturgy is the same, St. John Chrysostom and St. Basil the Great, basically the same. But Father Hatzidakis, Father Emmanuel, is also commenting on the liturgy the way that it exists today, how it's given to us to serve today. And then he deals with a lot of variant practices and, you know, differences here and there between different traditions, Slavic or Byzantine or, you know, the Greek or the Russian. And it's just a wonderful book. I could not recommend it too highly, that anyone who's really interested in this, and certainly church school teachers, priests, I think all priests should own this book and just little by little read through it. And just it'll be a treasure of learning.